Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is July 21st. Andy, how are we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing great. I'm just up here in Smoky Minneapolis. I'm at a hotel that really weird. It jarred me when I walked in late. It doesn't have a desk, you know?
So you're just bouncing around the room, standing. Around, talking into a microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Standing.
Great. Well, that's part of the reason why we're delayed. A little morning release. I'm usually grumpier in the morning, so maybe we'll see how this goes. Maybe there's some angry words for everybody out there. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be a quick one, though. I mean, the weeks after major, that Wednesday, you know, sometimes that episode is a little loopy. Sometimes we push it to the morning. We've done it here. I don't know. I think we got the Bad of the Bone Andy North episode on a Wednesday morning after the U.S. Open. Congrats to Andy, by the way, on the Bucks win. Jerry Kelly, Steve Stricker, everybody up there in Wisconsin.
And new golf course for Andy North. I was disappointed I didn't get invited to the media extravaganza. New short course somewhere in Wisconsin.
Oh, I didn't see that. I missed all that. Was there a lot of content around that?
Big media junket out there. I saw the, Michael Collins was out there.
And Andy North short course in Wisconsin is getting the press, big press push?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
I wasn't invited to the opener.
I wonder if they played Bad to the Bone over the clubhouse speakers all day. All right. Great. How about that? Everything gets a press push these days. All right. This will be a quick one.
Big press push. Do you want to acknowledge the press push that got buried during the Open Championship for your Northeast Ohio boy, Jason Kokrak, signing on with Golf Saudi, becoming the second PXG troop to join Golf Saudi?
Who's the
first? How do you think? Gary, player.
Oh, God. I can't keep track of all the troops, to be honest with you. They come and go quickly. You know, they enlist and sort of go AWOL quickly, depending on how on-course results. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that until you alerted me to it this morning. It's a lot of internal strife, moral anguish among the co-crack heads. I don't know, maybe the entire fan group may be dismembered at this point and breaking apart, splintering off. I don't know how we reconcile this. I don't know how a good Northeast Ohio boy, I may be jumping ship to, I don't know who another Northeast Ohio, Ryan Armour. Maybe Kokrak heads, we're bailing. We'll jump to Ryan Armour, who's in the field this week at the 3M Open TPC Sod Farm. Yeah, that's not a good look. I guess on a more serious note, you sent me
I'd like to point out that the land of the frugalites is a free land. It's a free country.
Oh, for God's sakes. You think
in more ways than one, it's a free country. There's lots of free stuff.
You think he has any more reservations about taking a dime from anything? Good Lord, he would take it from any outlet.
Can I go to a sidebar here real quick?
Yeah, let's sidebar it up.
You know, since moving to the suburbs, my wife has become obsessed with this Facebook group that we have in our community that's called Buy Nothing. It's the Buy Nothing group. And people just put up stuff. Like, I mean, sometimes it's nice stuff. They put up like, hey, we don't want this anymore. It's, a table. Hey, we don't want this. Some people will put up like paper bags and use Tupperware, like use plastic Tupperware. It's alarming because people are like, oh, I want it. And they go and pick this stuff up from the house. We got rid of like a half bag. My wife put up a half a bag of dog food. Somebody wanted it. I was like, I don't even want this person coming to our house to pick it up.
Huh. Interesting. Is this Buy the Big nothing. Zuck put you up to this?
I don't know.
Facebook. This is, looks like those ads from the from the NBA Finals. Like, Facebook
buy
has
nothing.
No redeeming value anymore. All that happens there is people yelling at each other about politics stuff and doubting science. And it's the worst website app company in the world. And we were
I'm
here trying to promote.
You, we kill a lot of plants in our house. We always overwater. We can't seem to, like, I'll water it and then my wife will water it, you know, shortly after. And then, you know, we had this snake plant that was like on its last legs. My wife put it up and this woman came, picked it up. She's resuscitated it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful, you know, beautiful part of the group. But, you know,
I'm happily
needless
off
to say,
Facebook a couple of years now, three, 4 years.
Think about how much Dylan Fratelli would love that group. Buy nothing.
Yeah. That sounds like a... Sounds like a good place for him. I honestly didn't know people use Facebook for anything of use, for anything of real value anymore. They do these ads with like the deaf basketball players group and the portal, which of course is what you want. You know, Facebook with a camera in your house. That's exactly what you want. Like all these NBA finals. I was like, this is like Golf Saudi. Like, I mean, this is just laundering their image during the NBA finals. It's horrible, horrible stuff. Anyways, I'm glad to hear that somebody actually uses it for something. On a serious note about the Saudi thing, I honestly didn't have the heart to click through, but I did read Jeff Shackelford's, you know, the tweet you sent me, the quote, he's going to tell his fans about, quote, the many marvels that Saudi Arabia has to offer. And I guess I just don't, like, I get the point, the press release is to be, you know, very positive. But, like, can't you be more subtle? This is a parody. Like, if you're writing these, like, why would you even try to make it sound like such a parody? The marvels of Saudi Arabia. I'm very disappointed in Jay Kokrak. I don't know how that'll sit in wherever he lives. Hudson, somewhere down there, northeast Ohio. But anyways, he's cashing in. The big fella has shot to the top of the world rankings. He's
not
cashing
quite to the top. You know,
well, but for him, I mean.
I imagine for him, you know, it feels like the top of the world.
Let's get to our schedule for the week. We have a major championship. The majors roll on. LPGA, although, as we noted here on Monday, this is less of a major than the Players. I'm sorry. It just is. It's not good. The Evian Championship.
Notorious for treating caddies poorly.
What's that? Oh, was that the Fenn story? They give you these baguettes or something.
Yeah, they just
soggy
don't.
Baguettes.
We've got two major championships.
We do have two. LPGA, the Evian, but this is not like they just made it one in 2013. It doesn't. It just doesn't. It's only been around since 1994. It's always rained out. We got a bunch of people skipping it this year. Thursday through Sunday, Evian Resort in France. Par 71, 6,500 yards. Purse, $4.5 million. Now, that's not a bad purse.
Hefty purse.
Defending champion, Jin Yun Ko from 2019. This was canceled last year. Notables in the field, Jin Yun Ko, Nelly Korda, Imbi Park, Hu Jim Kim, Lydia Ko, Brooke Henderson, Sofia Popov, Aria Jutanagar, and Jessica Korda, Jun Yun Lee 6, Paula Creamer, Matilda Castron. A lot of notables. And Van Dam. Amateur Pauline Russine Bouchard. Why would she be in there? Amateur Subasa Kajitani from won the ANWA. Amateur Rose Jane. Albain Valenzuela. Nicole Brock Larson. And Brittany Lincecum. I don't know what he's going for there. She or she. This is early coffee golf, 5 to 7 a.m., 9:30 to 11:30, you know, on Thursday and Friday. It's on CNBC on the final round on Sunday. So if you're going there for some business analysis, you're going to get the Evian on Sunday morning. The markets, or I don't know what
you do
on
Golf
Sunday.
What's on Golf Channel? Oh, I guess they probably have the Senior Open on Golf Channel.
Yeah.
A little conflict. It's a double coffee, double barrel coffee golf. You could get the two screens going, get and watch both in both on the NBC platform, you know, CNBC. I imagine the folks over at CNBC are excited about, you know, looking at all the activations and and seeing you know how they work and how what, women's golf.
How did Evian find their way into major championship golf? I mean, like growing up, like bottled water wasn't a thing. Growing up, it just blew up. But Evian was a forerunner in the bottled water industry. That's all I knew it. I know they did chocolates and things like that. Evian, of course, always the line was it's naive, spelled backwards. And that was the whole thing about bottled water. Everybody was skeptical of bottled water. Like, this is just from the faucet. And Evian is naive, spelled backwards. And that's all it's known for. That's all it was growing up. But apparently it's some sort of, you know, big multinational corporation that loves the LPGA. So,
you know,
and it has a golf resort in the middle of France.
I've been seeing a lot of different waters this summer, bottles of water. It's got me thinking about, you know, what would you name your water company? I've seen this one. And what's made me think about it is this terrible name for water that I've seen a lot of golfers. Thirster. Thirster.
I haven't seen that. What?
Yeah.
Really?
See it all over the place. Thirster.
I don't think I've heard of that. Interesting.
Who'd name your water company Thirster? I think you should name it like Refreshing Water.
Sure. Sure. But Evian's been around forever. They were doing the bottled water thing before it became a big hit.
Three things to watch. Ready for them? These are off the top of my head. The views for days. Golf course stinks, but it's beautiful. The golf course is absolutely stunning. It's worth just turning on for the scenery. You know, dreaming of going on vacation to this part of the world.
It's a place where you go with your partner, wife, husband, who doesn't play golf. And, you know, they're happy about it. And maybe the golfer's not happy about it. You know, you drag them to, I won't name names, some other places, the non-golfing part. And there might be less to do. But with this one, they'd probably be happy with the whole scenery. All right. Views for days.
One of the other things... I saw Michael Clayton speculating, like, imagine how great this championship would be if they played it somewhere like Morfontaine in France.
Sure.
Like, one of the best golf courses in the world, as opposed to, you know, where they play it.
They don't have a bottled water industry named after it, and its namesake. So there you go. They got to have somebody come up with the cash for that. I don't know.
Nelly Korda. We've got the new American superstar having the best year of anybody out there. Can she bag her second major? Although you say it's not a major, history will look back and say it's a major. How much do you think the players looks in envy at the way that the LPGA was just able to push this through as a major without much resistance?
Think about that. They're probably so furious. Because it's just... The whole thing is just comical. You have Inbee Park, who hasn't won the Super Slam, but she won this in 2012, and then they flipped it to a major in 2013. And they're like, "Well, she hasn't completed the Super Slam yet." It's like tomato, tomato. What is she won it a year before? They just decided to arbitrarily call it a major. It's all just whatever, smoke and mirrors. But yeah, the players has to be furious about this. All right.
Number three, we lament about, you know, the Solheim Cup, how a lot of the best women in the world aren't eligible because, you know, the South Korea, Southeast Asia, you know, isn't part of the Solheim Cup. But there is a budding star. We saw her win at MediHeal at Lake Merced right after the U.S. Mm-hmm. Women's Open. Mm-hmm. Matilda Castrin then finished, you know, second, I think, to who was it? Jinyoung Ko or
Volunteers
at Volunteers. She won last week in Finland, her home country, and that made her Solheim Cup eligible, which is big news because she's playing like a top five player in the world the last month, and she's teeing it up this week, so it'll be interesting. I mean, few players, I mean, outside of Nelly Korda, and, you know, I don't know how many people are playing better than her right now. So she's an LPGA rookie and playing some phenomenal golf. So those are your three things to watch.
Also, multiple things not to watch are the people who are not here. There are a lot of top players bailing on it, mostly due to the Olympics looming. You have Lexi, Danielle Kane on the American side. So the Korda sisters are the two American Olympians that showed up. Yuka Sasso not playing. Nasa Hadayoka not playing. Hannah Green, Australia. And Shenshen Feng also not playing. I saw yesterday, I think Mel Reed backed out like really late because a lot of this just, I don't know sort of the machinations of, there's just greater potential to pop test positive coming from France or so. I don't know. There's more exposure, more risk. So Mel Reed was like going back to Great Britain to, I don't know what, quarantine. But there's a lot of that going on where these women are having to choose or having to sort of weigh risk of their Olympic chances with playing this major championship. It is a little close. They are jammed together. This was obviously the problem with the PGA, why they moved, part of the why they moved, because every 4 years they're going to be up against this. I think that Jimmy Walker one at Baltusrol was like a similar pacing, maybe 2 weeks before the Olympics in 2016. So, yeah, missing some really top names. But, hey, opportunity for someone to just go and grab a major. It's an arbitrarily assigned major. The field is weakened and diminished thanks to the Olympics. Maybe someone just goes and grabs it, bags it. You know, you have like a Sean McKeel type situation here. Someone jumps out of nowhere and grabs one. So
I'll say this one thing is that, you know, it's neat having, you know, whether you agree, I don't really think this should be a major necessarily, but it's cool that in the women's game, they have two international majors.
Yes.
Maybe there should be more than, you know, you probably could make a pretty good argument that this major championship should maybe be an Asian Pacific, you know, locale,
right.
Like
right.
One that bounces around Japan, China, you know, South Korea, Thailand, and Australia would be a neat kind of, maybe they do that in the winter. That could be a good way to have some juice in their kind of the back half of their season when, you know, they could grab a lot of attention with kind of men's golf down. Maybe that should be the place that they, you know, invest more time in.
Sure. That would make sense. Speaking of men's golf being down, the 3M Open on the PGA Tour. This is Thursday through Sunday at TPC.
Are you suggesting that this is a down event? This isn't a high profile.
TPC.
Did you know?
The field is a lot better than I thought.
This is worth just 100 less FedEx Cup points than last week.
TPC Twin Cities in Blaine, Minnesota. The par 71, 7,400 yards. Designed by Arnold Palmer. The purse is $6.6 million. Is this the only Palmer course on the tour?
No, Bay Hill isn't technically.
Oh, sure,
it is.
Sure. That, yeah, of course. We had, oh God, I got to find it. We were getting a lot of intel from locals. It wants to remain nameless on this comment. Said Blaine is like new money rednecks. Apparently, it's just an interesting place.
Man, if somebody's listening from Blaine, it's just such a stereotype.
I'm relaying intel from the area. This person volunteered at it, said it's just a horrible layout, just that you were sharing, someone shared photos of the mowers going down sidewalks. Apparently there's bottlenecks.
I loved that. So like it's obviously there's houses built around it and the grounds crew who's, you know, hardworking grounds crew, best people in golf, they get to their holes by driving down residential sidewalks. On their mowing equipment, so it just made me think of like, you know, having a house in there and being just like, hey Johnny, be careful, make sure there's no, you know, industrial mowers driving through here before you get on the sidewalk and play on the sidewalk.
Just barely through. I mean, this person said, like, the layout is just a disaster. There's bottlenecks everywhere. They said they were a volunteer. And they had to walk through a marsh to get to their hole where they were volunteering because it was a 30-plus minute walk without, like, going around the ropes. It just sounds logistically and routing. You have mowers going around the neighborhood. You have to walk through marshes if you're a volunteer. Volunteer said she or he almost quit the last 2 days just because it was so miserable. It was just compared to the doing the KPMG Women's PGA at Hazeltine, it was just a very horrendous experience. Walking through a marsh to volunteer on a hole doesn't make me think this is...
At least it's been
having to wade through a marsh.
It's been pretty dry up here, so it might not be a wet marsh right now.
Defending champ is Michael Thompson. Who can forget that last summer?
I DVR'd his winner's press conference. This has been something I've been waiting for all year.
What? What are you talking about? You DVR'd his winner's press conference. What does that mean? Last year or this year?
This year.
His return. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Must-see TV.
Notables. Dustin Johnson is playing. Louis Oosthuizen is playing. I don't know why. Ricky Fowler is playing. I don't know why. What's the connection there?
Man,
Sergio Garcia.
Ricky's angling for that sponsorship.
Cargill, 3M, Target. I don't know. There's something going on up there. He's angling for. Matt Wolf.
Maybe
Sergio.
Kellogg. What about Kellogg? Aren't they up here?
I don't know.
Get it with Big Cereal.
Patrick Reed. Sun Kane is a notable. How is Sun Kane a notable? Andrew Landry. Emiliano Grillo. Grumpy Grillo. Angus Flanagan. The Minnesota Golden Gopher.
The Gus Bus.
Flanagan. Bob McIntyre. Ted Potter Jr. Charles Howell III. And Quade Cummings. So I think we went from junior to the third to quad. So we went. I think that I read that correctly. Quade, the burly boy, is also a notable. Thursday, this is whatever. 2:30 to 6:30 on Golf Channel, 3 to 6 CBS on the weekend. I did note Rob Bolton, old friend. Rob Bolton, 3M.
Rookie rankings fame.
He had a little cheeky nugget. I loved reading it. So 3M is like Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. I don't know if I have that in the right order. And so far, we're on year three. We've had 2M boys win it: Matthew Wolf and Michael Thompson. But there's a dearth of players whose name begin with M in the field. So that your limited options.
Mark Hubbard.
Going for the 3M. Yeah, there's not a lot of options. Again, maybe Wolf repeats or something like that. But that's the kind of shotgun start nugget that we like. 3M. All right. Anything else on this course? It was a former sod farm, as we've talked about at length.
I saw TPC. All the fantasy people. I think Paulie pointed it out. Lots of long irons hit at the sod farm. So maybe you want somebody that hits their mid to long irons well. Who are you picking?
Water on 15 of 18 holes or 7.
You're
going to
hear
like
a
that.
Lot about that.
The land of 10,000 man-made.
Well, lakes. That's the thing. It's the land of lakes. These aren't lakes. They're ponds.
Yeah.
They're man-made ponds. These are not lakes. Do not let the broadcast tell you otherwise.
I don't know who to pick. I hadn't looked into this, as usual. I'll take Grumpy Grillo. He finished top five or something here last time. I'll take Grumpy Grillo.
I'm taking my boy right off of a top five at a major, Dylan Fratelli. The frugalites are rolling into Minnesota. I'm sure he's probably going to be happy. He's here. He probably found a cheap hotel room, and it's the smoke that's out up in the air. Maybe he doesn't have to apply sunscreen to the face. Might make him happy.
God.
So you're Dylan Fratelli.
All right. Fantastic. Fratelli and Grillo. Frugal Fratelli and Grumpy Grillo are our picks. Continuing with our schedule for the week, the PGA Tour Champions, the Senior Open at Sunningdale. Par 70, 6,600 yards, designed by Willie Park Jr., not to be confused with Willie Park Sr. The purse is only $2 million for the Senior Open. The defending champ is Bernhard Langer from 2019. Notables, Langer, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, Retief Goosen, The Mechanic, Alex Cheka made the journey. Sandy Lyle is playing. Monty. I wonder if Monty and Lyle are still at odds from their war of words before the 2013, or what was that, 2009 at Turnberry?
Yeah.
Monty. Darren Clark. Yarmo Sandalin is a notable.
Oh, Yarmo.
Of course, he has to be. How about this trio? Yarmo, John Vandeveld, Bob Allenby, now eligible by a couple of weeks. He's coming. Here he comes.
He's coming right for Shaka's spot.
Bob Allenby, Dan Olson, Paul Lawrie, Clinton Whitelaw, Phil Judge. So we got Lawrie.
The law and Judge.
Gary Wolstenholme, David Shacklady, Mark Booth, Barry Lane.
Holm, Shack, Lane.
What's that mean?
Like a boat.
Yeah. Place. Okay. Booth. Paul Booth. Streeter, Paul Eels, Ailes, Jeff Sluman, Little So. Here we go. Sluman, Woosnam, Wes Short Jr., and Stuart Little. Heck, is Stuart Little really a golfer? That's not. I mean, that's a movie, isn't it? Stuart Little is a senior tour golfer? Am I missing something?
Maybe he plays on the European senior tour.
Stuart Little is an English professional golfer. He's a left-handed golfer. He's played in an Open Championship. That's it. Never played the others. All right. Stuart Little is in there with Wes Short, Ian Woosie, and Little Sluman. All right. That's at Sunningdale.
I've given this event of the week. I bag on the senior tour all the time, but getting to watch Sunningdale is going to be a real treat. And that's one of the best courses near London, a London Heathland course that really changed golf and popularized golf. Like, you know, for a long time in London, you know, they thought that golf was only for the Lynxland, you know, like out on the coast. Yeah. And Sunningdale was one of the courses that kind of changed the mentality of that and instrumental in getting golf, you know, popularized with the masses. So important golf course in the history of golf.
Primo Coffee Golf, 7 to 9:30 and then 11:30 to 2. So you get an early window, a lunch
window.
What
do you think that break is for?
It seems like Evian was getting rotated in there. Maybe
it's not going to be on CNBC during the week while the markets are opening. Can you imagine that? Markets are opening. CNBC's got Evian playing.
That'd be pretty good. On the Europe.
Angry investors. Robinhood investors just angry, irate, not knowing what AMC and GameStop's doing for the day.
That's pretty good. On the European tour, we have the Kazoo Open at the illustrious Celtic Manor Resort in Wales. Par 71, 7,300 yards at the 2010 course, I believe. I saw some video. They were touting how it's had 6 signature holes. And I was like, if you got 6 signature holes, do you have any? Like, how is, like, what's that? What's
that's
a signature hole?
It's a third of the golf course.
Literally a third. I don't understand. Like, that's against the term signature. I don't understand.
They should create a signature hole loop where you could pay, right. You could pay like 80% of the greens fee and only play those 6 holes.
So that's a par 71, 7,300 yards, 1.25 million euros, the purse. Defending champ is Romain Langasque. You notables, John Catland, Danny Van Tonder. I read something. Huggin was wrote last week that Van Tonder's trying to move to Chicago.
No.
Maybe you have to meet up with him. He's got in-laws there or something. Yeah, he was trying to stay top 10 at the Open so he could get into 3M. Seems like he wants to relocate to the States. But he's
Danny boy.
He went from 3M to the Kazoo. He dropped out of the top 10 at the Open. So you'll have to meet up with him. Van Tonder, Horsfield, Matthias Schmid, fresh off his low amateur, Toby Tree, Jack Senior, Vincent Norman, Joe Lawn, James Sugru, Alex Fitzpatrick, Chicago's adjacent son, Eric Bay.
No, that's Winston-Salem's son.
Whatever, sure. Eric Bay, B-A-E, Alex Levy. Oh, are these like water... ways Alex Levy, Tim Dykes, Graham Storm, yeah. Dykes and Levy,
Storm,
Graham Storm, and Damien Perrier or Perrier.
Yeah, that's the water company, the sparkling water.
Yeah, tea times. I don't
All
know,
of them create water, right? have water. Perrier.
Yeah, something like that.
Storm, rain, rainwater. The bay. It's a bay full of water.
Yeah.
A dike full of water.
Levee blocks the water sometimes. All right. Tape delay coverage. I don't know. It seems like coverage is, they don't know yet. Tape delay in early mornings, all I see. All right, continuing with our schedule. We have the U.S. Junior Amateur. This is Monday to Saturday, so we're already a few days into this, at the Country Club of North Carolina. Two courses, Dogwood and Cardinal in Pinehurst. Dogwood is hosting the match play. Defending champ is Preston Summerhays, 2019. Missed 2 years ago. Missed being eligible this year by 2 days. Preston Summerhays must have turned, 19, I think it is.
Parents couldn't hold him back for that athletic performance.
All right. Notable. It's on Peacock Friday and Saturday on Golf Channel. Notables. I got to say, the absurd. Absurd. We got to do something about what we're naming our kids in this country. Just a ridiculous list of notables. Bear with me. It'll pay off. David Ford and Maxwell Ford. Jackson Van Paris. Luke Potter. Kelly Chin, who set medalist honors. Just lit it up. Went 64-68 in the stroke play portion. Kelly Chin. John Daly II. Topher Reed. Topher? Tyler Sabo. Maybe son of Rory.
Chris Sabo.
Sabo. It might be. You know, that Brodeur was Marty Brodeur's kid. This could be Chris Sabo's kid, Tyler Sabo.
Former Reds great, Chris Sabo.
Yeah, wore the goggles when nobody else did. Kind of stuck out for that reason. Really marketable for that reason, the goggles. Ray Jean, maybe Norman's little brother. I don't know. Congrats, Norman. Monday qualified into the 3M. I noticed
Need
that.
Some good momentum.
That's something to watch. Yeah. Cameron Adam, Jonas Apple. Adam and Apple. Adam's Apple. All right. Jonas Apple, Jordan Gary Pie, Apple Pie, Sihan Sandhu, Kaylin Sanderson, Parker Sands. So we got three Sands. Sanderson, Sandhu, and Sands. Will Hennessy, Billy Papst. Trace Bracknell, yeah, Trace Bracknell. What a name. Billy is, man. Gordon Sargent, Major Lenning, Marshall Bath, Maddox Whittington, Maddox Vincent. So we got multiple Maddoxes. We are just naming our kids anything.
We're just talking about
days.
Names. This is becoming a name.
And a Maddox
podcast.
Crowder, three Maddoxes. All right, now here we go. There's a Wells Williams, a Wheaton Innes, a Weston Jones, a Wyatt Selkop, a Ward Harris, a Wilson
Threff. What are we naming the whole field?
And a William Webb. We got a Wells, a Wheaton, a Weston, a Wyatt, a Ward, a Wilson, and a William. Baylor Larrabee, Lyman Brackett, Coltrane Mittag, J. Tornado Brooks, middle name is Tornado, Jolo Timothy Macaulay. That's it. All right.
I'm glad that's done. There's way too many names. I might be out on notables.
Wells, Wheaton, Weston, Wyatt. You didn't like that stretch?
There can't be 65 notables.
USA Junior, USGA, US Junior. There you go. All right. Your event of the week is the Senior Open. That's all I got for schedule. News. Oh, you want my Marcel Siem story? Apparently showed up to a notable high-end course in the European, in Europe. You know, might be hold pro golf every now and then. And the pros got to talking to him. And apparently smokes like a chimney. The man bun is just like TV doesn't do it justice. And it was like before 11 a.m. and he kept asking for hot chocolate with Bailey's in it. Before 11 a.m., warming up on the range. They said they had to do like three or four runs, but he didn't want to do it himself. So they had to go into the clubhouse and ask them to put Bailey's in the hot chocolate. Just smokes like a chimney and likes to party. Had a bunch of fun stories. Anyways, that's our Marcel Siem story. I've truncated here after that 10-minute notable section on the U.S. Junior. What else? Go ahead.
That's great. That's how about the USGA? They're great news. They're going to Banded Dunes for a bunch of championships. I have to say, I'm really happy about this. You know, the USAM Senior Open, right? Was that one of them?
What?
Was the Senior Open one of them?
I don't think an open. I think it's all amateurs.
All AMs.
All amateur events. Yep.
All right. All AMs. Women's AM. You know, men's AM. All AMs. You know,
Juniors. Curtis Cup and Walker Cup. So that'll be cool.
Delightful place for these events. You know, wonderful style of golf for America. You know, and just a wonderful place to play golf. I got to ask a question, though. What's the value in booking these out till 2045? The 2045 U.S. Junior needs to be booked 2045. I was thinking about, my daughter is 1 year old. 1 year old.
Yeah.
She's going to be 25 when that happens.
You could be a grandpa. You could be a grandpa by then. Who knows?
25. You're setting championships for people who aren't even going to be born for 10 years. What is going on? Who needs this? Are you worried about somebody else getting the date you want in 2045?
Especially like for the juniors, right? Like in amateur events. Like I don't like.
Yes, the field's not even born.
I sort of understand the infrastructure. I don't even understand that. But this is the thing now. Like, you know, the PGA is booked out. The Pinehurst U.S. Opens are booked out to 20, 30 years from now. I don't understand it. Apparently, they're selling, like, merchandise. I heard at Congressional they have, like, merchandise for the whatever Ryder Cup that's 15 years from now. I have, like, a 2028 Hazeltine Ryder Cup turbis that the PGA sent me. That is now, I think, like, 2029, I think, because of the year bump. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Banded Dunes could have fallen into the sea by 2045. Who knows
what could happen?
I'm not saying it should, but like, good. A lot of stuff can happen. Human civilization may no longer exist in 2045. Who knows?
You go dark, you know, like
macabre. Yeah, I know. But hey, it's a long ways away.
It's got to be the golf course like asks for leverage, or it's about getting like, oh, what did they book? 13 championships.
Something like that, yeah. You could now market that. We have,
yeah. It's like third. It's like all for a headline, you know. But it's absolutely ridiculous. This whole practice needs to stop. It's just insane. It's short-sighted because so much, like you alluded to, so much can change in those years. Like 2045, 24 years from now. Think about your age in 24 years. That's what I thought about. I was like, what the hell are we doing?
Walker Cup, I would say, is maybe the most exciting, as is doing...
What is that? Walker Cup 29. In 2029. Okay.
2038 Curtis Cup.
I mean, like...
The one thing that I think is interesting is the U.S. Amateur and Women's Amateur, they're doing back-to-back multiple times, which is sort of building off that Pinehurst experience 2014. I actually don't know if they'll be consecutive weeks, but same year at least. The women, because that's a lot of play. Is it all on Banded Dunes, the course Banded Dunes proper, as opposed to?
I think so.
Pacific Dunes and others. Okay.
I've just read a headline. I'm gonna be completely transparent. I've been driving and busy the last couple of days. I didn't click in and read the details. I just saw the summation.
Because we are.
I was the ugly consumer, you know.
Because we're so attentive to nomenclature here. John Bodenhamer did clarify that this is not an anchor site, if we want to use that terminology, because that's not, you know, rota. One person's rota is another person's anchor site lineup. This is not an anchor site because that, you know, is only for U.S. Open. So Banden is
maybe it's an amateur
anchor site. I don't know. Whatever.
Can we call it an arm lock site? Maybe, since it's not an anchor.
Yeah.
It's an anchor adjacent. Not quite. It's an arm lock.
I like that. It's an arm lock site. The Banded Dunes. All right, that's good news though. Hey, that was fantastic to watch that amateur there last summer. So
yeah,
really good stuff. I wonder if like Tyler Strafacci will be sort of an honorary chairman for all these events that comes through. You know,
he could have his amateur status back by then, maybe, if it doesn't work out for the pro game.
That's true. It's a long ways off. All right. Anything else? News? Otherwise? You got your co-crack shots in at the top.
Nothing else. You see Morikawa flu commercial? That was catnip.
No, I didn't. I mean, I saw he was walking through the airport with the luggage, right? The trunk with the jug in it.
That's just like, that should become part of the agent's playbook. Win a major, fly commercial, because Hideki obviously got like great, you know, PR for that. I think this should become part of the monetization roadmap for a budding superstar. Hey, you win a major, don't do what Rory did and tag BMW and thanking him for the wheels for a couple weeks in front of your private jet. Fly commercial. You'll at the everyman will love you.
All right, fantastic. Everyone enjoy your Wednesdays. We'll be back Friday, perhaps, maybe. I don't know. How long are you in Minnesota for? Are you going to the 3M Open?
No.
You check that out, TPC, Twin Cities?
It probably last day here.
You got to be careful around those mowers.
Eager beaver to get home.
Okay. All right. Everyone, I'm playing golf tomorrow. I'm excited. Fantastic. Get the hell out of here. So everyone enjoy your Wednesdays, enjoy your Thursday, Friday Junior, as it's known in many other places of the world. And we'll be back Friday with the third episode of the week.